Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And let me just tell everybody out there, we have got absolutely amazing show for you tonight. Why? Because I get to talk to my friend, my colleague, and we get to talk about spirit. When spirit calls, how do you answer? I am so thrilled to have Vaughn Oswald join me here today. And let me just tell you why. Keynote speaker, mentor, you name it. She has won more awards than most people even dream about. But tonight's show is very special, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a minute. She's also one of the keynotes and going to be offering a fabulous workshop at the upcoming Women of Wisdom Conference, and we'll tell you about that. So this is what I want to just kind of put out there for a moment for you. What I want to put out there is, and the phones are already ringing. We've already got people on the phones. So let me just get the introduction out here, and we'll get right to it. One of the things that I want to say is that you and I, all of us, are connected to spirit. But the level of connection is dependent upon a couple of different things. Not about spirit connecting with us, but how we are in this world. This national award-winning pioneer in the field of personal growth, my friend and colleague Yvonne Oswald, is here tonight to make sure that we understand what she has learned and how to implement in our lives. Now, I want to tell you that Yvonne was on my show the other day, and she actually did a demonstration. We were using sales as an example of how to become money magnets in a sense. And ever since she did that example, several of my team have been practicing it. And one of the practice things they did, and you'll hear about this, is not just about the words that she used, but the energy about it. What is it that enables some people to attract the most magnificent things in their lives and others not? Today, you're going to hear from this amazing radio, television, best-selling author, pioneer in this field, keynote speaker, and much more tonight. She's joining us here tonight because we are on a mission. So, what is really important about your life? You know, when all the cars, the houses, all the food, all those needs are fulfilled, what is the real deal? What is calling you? How do you find your life purpose? Tonight, you're going to hear about it. Not only that, we are opening up the phone lines because more than all of this or beyond all of this, my friend and colleague Yvonne is a master numerologist. So tonight, we're doing a combination of how you get on the track that you want to get on. More importantly, how do you know when you're on it? But here's the deal. We're going to enable you to call into the show for the entire hour to have special, very special and unique readings with her. We have a toll-free number, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Yvonne, welcome to the show. We already have a caller waiting to speak to you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's fantastic. I'm really excited about it.
You know, let's do something different. Let's start with our caller.
Okay.
I've never done this before. This is new.
Sure.
Let's go to the phones. I think we've got Michelle on here. Michelle, are you on the line with us?
I am on the line with you. Hey, Michelle. Hi there. Hi. So what is your question, or would you like me to do your numerology, or how would you like to go about it?
Probably
I would love
all
to have
of the
you
above.
Do my numerology, only I don't know the time of birth, if that's... No, I don't want your time, I just want the first of all, the day, because in this kind of numerology, we don't do it the American way, we do it the British-Australian way, which is the birthday first. So what is that?
Okay. It's the 20th. 20th of April.
April 20th, what year?
1965,
fantastic. So what this tells me is that you will tend to take the not easy road rather than the easy road. So if there's some choices, you're going to be going, I think I'll take the not easy road, because that little four right. in the middle there gives you some kind of old restrictions. It tells us about your past lives. It tells us about in past lives. Typically, you've tended to also have half a life, not double. The two up the front, up at the front, is a relationships number. It says you're not, relationships not your speciality this lifetime, is it?
No.
So what we've got to do is double your options, Michelle. So if you have a choice okay. ever between one or another thing, you're going to say, I'd like both of them, please. You're also a Taurus, which means...
okay.
Yeah, and it's also really important. You're on that cusp of Taurus, and that's because of the money route. So what that says is you need to value yourself. You need to learn self-worth. You've got 19, 16, 21. You've also got to have a sense of balance this lifetime. Very importantly, you've got a lifetime where at the end of it or after halfway through, you can start giving back because you've always given. You've got a nine life path, which is about, you know, the gold or the living every day in gold. However, the nine is also an altruistic number, which says you tend to give things away. You tend to let people take advantage of you. So your job, the first part, right up till at least 28, even past that, you know, even till your 40s, is to say what's in it for me. After, say, 50, you can then say, okay, cool, I'll give back now.
Ah, okay.
So you tend Great. To be too giving, right?
Yes. Very much.
Okay, and you've got to stop the giving, you've got to start learning to receive, because when you allow someone to help you, what you're doing is giving them the gift of feeling great. Mm-hmm. Okay, now in 2011, yeah. 4, 8, 9, 10, ooh, it's your year. You've just started a new 9-year cycle. So your job this year is to be your own person. It's all about what's in it for me, what's in it for me, and it's kind of being naughty as well. So you can say, would you like me to help? You'd like me to help you move house, or I could just take a day off. I think I'll take a day off, actually. Right? So your job is to go, be naughty. It's all about you. It's questioning what's in it for me, because you're coming into the beginning of this 9-year cycle, and it's a fantastic 9 years for you. Four, five, six, 10, 12, hang on a minute, more than three, four, five. Seven. Ooh, because next year you're in a master year. Next
Great.
Year
what
you're
does
in an 11 year of illumination. So what will happen is you'll be questioning your life path this year. You'll be questioning what you're supposed to be when you grow up. Okay?
Yes.
And this is about what would I love to do. You're a natural healer. You are a natural people person. You're great with kids. Did you ever think about doing teaching?
I had, actually, but it's just too overstimulating. It's
okay.
too crazy working with kids.
Okay, so start thinking about teaching adults.
Mm.
Training people.
Great.
What do you do right now?
I work with Dr. Pat. I'm on the Dr. Pat team.
Oh, fantastic. So what you're going to do is start thinking about training people, start going into a position of responsibility, start really thinking about what's in it for me, how can I make things happen so that they actually come to focus for me and for everybody else. And
right.
2013 is a great year for you, especially relationship-wise, because you're coming
wow.
into your full power as a woman. It's really, you know, you'll feel both feet firmly on the ground, feeling great about yourself. Have you been thinking about buying a house?
Nope. Mm-mm.
You need to start thinking about
not buying, but getting into a new house. Yeah, closing and getting done with the house that we're in and moving into a new house, not maybe buying one, but renting.
Well, I would think about buying one. Towards the end of this year, towards September, it's a great okay. time for you to buy a house.
Okay.
So you've got
great.
The message.
You
got part of the message, I should move house, but you didn't get the full message, which was time to buy, time to invest, time to kind of move up the ladder a bit.
Okay. Great.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
outstanding.
Really well.
Michelle, do you have any other questions?
No, I think that's it. Thank you very much. Very much
okay.
appreciated.
All right,
yeah,
you bet.
Really
Thank
good.
You.
You're in a fabulous year.
Oh, wow.
Thank
it's
you.
Cool. Well, mm-hmm. everybody out there, this is what we're going to be doing throughout the hour. My very special guest joining me here today, friend and colleague, Yvonne Oswald. And when spirit calls, how do you answer? We're going to get into that in a minute. One of the ways we want to help you make that answer and make that happen is there is a number you can call in right now, which is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or you can go and send us an instant message with your information. And you can do that rather easily by going to drpatlive.com. So that's drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, you're going to see our instant feedback window. Just type in your question, hit that button, and you're going to be ready to go. And so a great show tonight. You know, we've got these callers calling in here. Yvonne, what do you think?
Let's
keep staying on the phones because, you know, when Spirit calls, we got to figure out how to
answering.
Answer. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. Let's open up the phone lines. Here we go. Kamisha is joining us now. Kamisha, okay. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Hi. Hi, Kamisha. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Yeah, I was wondering if I could get my numbers and
yes.
kind of like an intuitive type reading.
Sure, and what's your birthday, Kamisha?
March 31st, 1981.
Ooh, I like the March babies. I'm a March baby. So there you go. 1981?
1981,
yeah.
Right.
81, cool.
Yeah.
So again, we've got that four there up front. And what that says, Kamisha, is you'll tend to put yourself under restrictions that you don't need to. You know, it's like True. Putting yourself in four prison walls instead of making it four foundations for the future. As an Aries, you're really, really supposed to be a leader, and you are a leader. You need to claim that power big time. The three in the middle, the March, tells me that you have a really good foundation from previous lives of being very committed to things, very upright, very honest. 18, 19. Oh, and your job is to be an individual this lifetime, not follow the crowd. Your birth year has a 19 in it, and the 19 is about helping humanity. So whatever job you do, you need to be helping, feeling like you're doing a really strong higher purpose as well as having your own autonomy. It's very important that you have your own timetable, that you do your own thing, and that you be your own person. You'll also find that you're going to be rebelling against your family because you'll be different from the rest of them. Did you ever feel you were different from the rest of them?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'll go to the family parties and you'll go, is this really my family or are these adopted, right? 7, 8. Very, very importantly, you have an 8 life path, and the 8 life path is one of money. And it's about success, money, freedom for me. So what has happened typically in previous lives is that you've said, oh, you know, I don't need money. I can just be a housewife or I can be a nun or I can just help people. And this lifetime you've said, come on, guys, there were 3 people at my funeral. You know, I've helped how many people? And this is the time for you to say, hey, guess what? It's time for me to receive. I'm worth it. I am a princess. And really own the fact that you're a leader, the fact that you are a real money maker. You need to be, I mean, sales marketing will be perfect for you. Eventually working for yourself. I would also like to see you eventually going into something like event planning or really where you can organize other people. When you look at this year, 2011, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, oh my gosh, you're in an 11 year this year. You're in a fantastic year of illumination. An 11 year is when you go, aha, that's what I was supposed to be doing. Okay? And it really is lovely. It's also a year when you take responsibility, you take the reins of your own life and say, you know what? Everybody wants to be with me. I am fabulous. Look in the mirror every day and say, I'm gorgeous. And then next year is a 3-year, which is a beautiful year of joy and balance. So you'll find from about September, your ship will be coming in beautifully. You're going to find that this April, by the way, money is going to roll in like crazy.
I'm going to find that money's going to roll in like
crazy. Oh, it rolls in like crazy in April. You're going to find that what you're starting now is a huge, big push so that within 2 weeks, you're going to be picking up the phone and talking to people and
selling and marketing and doing things, all kinds of things. And what's happening is that people are just coming back to you saying, yes, please, yes, please. I can see lots and lots of coins falling down into your hands. Really nice. There's a big grin on your face in April.
Awesome.
Really good.
All right. That is fabulous. Any other questions, Kamisha? What do you think?
No, like I said, I didn't know what my numbers were, and I have a good feeling about this year, and
yeah.
That just gives me even more support. I really appreciate it. Thank
yeah,
you.
It's exciting. It's just stand hands on hips and say, this is me, and I am fabulous. You've got it, girl.
Absolutely.
This is a real, these are real leadership numbers. They're really, you've practiced this for 2,000 years. Time to take your power now.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's
you're awesome. Welcome.
Wow, this is fantastic. Thanks, Kamisha.
You're welcome.
This is fantastic. I love this. You know,
no,
while
fun,
we're waiting, I'm sure the phones will keep ringing here. I want to make sure everybody knows we're going to do this throughout the hour. So if you're wondering how you're going to be able to get in here on a phone line, it's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. I want to get to this topic while we're waiting for the phones. When spirit calls, how do you answer?
Uh-huh.
You know, this has been an interesting life for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm so grateful for everything in my life.
Yeah.
But I bet that I represent a lot of people. And what I mean by that is, you know, I'm a newbie kind of to this, you know,
mm-hmm.
even though I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show,
yeah.
there's so much I feel that I can learn. And I want mm-hmm. to start out with that question for you. You know, where do we begin, first of all, with the mm-hmm. question, is spirit calling?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, once we get that, how do we answer?
That's a really good question. Here's the thing. If you're wondering if spirit is calling... Spirit is calling. Because you wouldn't be wondering it unless someone was on the phone to you, right? You would be there busy, you know, chugging down your beers in the bar and being with, you know, going out with your friends and things. So if you're thinking, I wonder if spirit is calling me, it's like, hello, we're talking to you. And the really interesting thing is, I truly believe we have two jobs to do this lifetime, Dr. Pat. What the first job is to develop as individuals. So that would mean deciding that the parents you chose, and I do believe we choose our parents, are parents who we need to take the good qualities from, the really supportive qualities, you know, the prettiness, the handsomeness, the intelligence, the humor, and we need to change those little viruses that go through the family groups, like diabetes, like sexual abuse, like alcoholism. And our job as children of those parents is to actually change the pattern, is to actually do a break state, do a pattern interrupt, and really pass on to our children and our friends a different patterning. So what happens is the whole family group changes. Secondly, once we've started doing that, so Kanisha is a typical example of that, she's in a whole different energy from her whole family group, and
uh-huh.
she's come in, first of all, to change the family group dynamic, but also then to take that group dynamic and take it out to the world, so actually make a difference in the world. And it honestly doesn't matter how you do that, as long as you're doing what you're feeling good about. So, for instance, we would say typically that, you know, maybe you should, if, you know, everybody should be healing. Well, that's not the case, because Tanisha should be earning good money. That's it. She has to learn to be her own person. She has to learn to have balance, learn to not restrict herself, and enjoy the cash.
So
that's
let me
it.
Ask you a question about that, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, and since we're talking about Kamisha, I might as well follow mm-hmm. up with this, because, you know, the question is this. If this is really her job in this lifetime,
yeah.
and she is in a place where that's not happening now,
yeah.
the question then becomes, what's up with that?
What she's not realized is she's still trying to do it in her own way instead of learning from other people.
Oh.
So in other words, if you think about it, the fact that she's having to learn to do that this lifetime means she hasn't done it in previous lifetimes.
Oh, wow.
Right? So what you've done is you typically ask for a lesson that you need to learn, not one that you already know. So if you've been a healer for 2,000 years, giving and giving and giving, we'll say, you know what, let me learn how to receive this lifetime. Put me in a family group that isn't terribly close to me. Put me, you know, make sure that I have to search for love and search for money and that kind of thing. And then you get down into the lifetime and you go, you know what? I'm not finding this receiving thing very easy. Can I do that giving thing again? Because I'm so good at that, right? And, of course, because you're doing the same old lesson, you're not going to be happy because that's not what you're here to do.
Mm. And let me ask you a question about this that's probably mm-hmm. broader than, you know, Kamisha when she called in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the idea is if it's about me, because mm-hmm. I love this, you know, I have been hearing this, it's about me. And
yeah.
in reference to me and a lot of other people.
Yeah.
But yet at the same time, especially if you're in a sales position or a retail position, whatever you're in,
mm-hmm.
don't we have to really get jiggy with money? And what I mean by that is, we can't really have any inhibitions, so to speak.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like in the position that I'm in, where mm-hmm. everything we do thanks to the graces of our sponsors. And of course,
yeah.
we've done a lot to do that. So if I have any reservation at all mm-hmm. about having a money conversation or mm-hmm. issues around money,
yeah.
you know, how's that going to come back to, where's that going to show up in my life? How's that going to show up?
It's going to show up in self-worth, because what it says basically is if when you've got the self-worth, you know you're worth it, and you know that anything you ask for will be given easily and freely. It goes back to before you're 7 years old, to your childhood. So mm-hmm. it's a matter of just thinking, what is it that they will gain from this? If I'm selling to someone, what is it that they'll gain from this? We're not really selling. We're offering something that they're going to get hugely in return.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know the Women of Wisdom Conference, it's a really good price for that one-day workshop. I charge $10,000 for a workshop like that, and they're getting it for, what, $99 or something?
$99.
I think it's $99. Yeah, it's a really good price. So, I mean, that's like, it's priceless, you know, and I'm really happy to do it because, honestly, I know I'm sending out some fantastic information. I'm going to give people great tools, you know, and on the other hand, I have to pay my mortgage. So that, you know, I'm going to, and also what I had to realize earlier on, because I wanted to just give everything away, was that the more money I have, the easier it is for me to get to LA, Seattle, to get to India. The more money I have, the easier it is for me to teach, because then I'm not thinking about how do I pay for this, what do I do. You know, it takes you to a whole level of awareness where you can then give away a lot more.
It's actually just listening to you speak. I mean, everything is so interconnected. And
mm-hmm.
what I'm really in tune to, I think, at the moment, is this idea of being aware of what the heck is going on. Now, look, you are the author of an incredible book,
mm-hmm.
Every Word Has Power. And,
yeah.
and so behind all of that, every word, right? And
mm-hmm.
you have been my mentor around this. I can't wait to connect with you when you come to Seattle.
Right,
I'm going to just
too.
Learn a ton. But behind every word that has power, there's also every thought, right? I mean, it's
yes.
like I open my mouth and I
yep.
say something.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm speaking with you, I know I'm going to get some help in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that doesn't. But there's a thought behind the word, too.
Yes.
So
yes,
there is a connection, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're all truly connected. I mean, Rupert Sheldrake talked about the Morphic Fields. So what happens mm-hmm. is if I change, what happens is everybody in my family group will also change.
Mm.
And if you change, everybody in your organization will change. It's as simple like a knock-on effect. It's like the 100th monkey.
Mm-hmm.
One person's going to learn something, and automatically someone else will pick that up in the room. It's phenomenal the way you can watch it work. It's really amazing.
Mm. Mm. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We have got a lot to talk about. Yvonne Oswald joining us tonight. And for those of you out there that are going to be in the greater Seattle area, we want to make sure you go to the Women of Wisdom website, which is womenofwisdom.org. Yvonne, you're going to be doing a Thursday night talk
yeah.
and then an all-day Friday workshop.
Yes, exciting. 9 till 4:30 or something like that. It's great.
And yeah, let's give out your website here, and then we're going to go to the phones. How
okay.
can people find out more about you?
My website is globalwelcome.com, G-L-O-B-A-L, welcome.com. And if people want to email me, it's yvonne@globalwelcome.com. And if you go to the website, you can actually download a free CD. So that's
really
good.
It's a great, great CD.
It's a prosperity CD, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So all of you that are calling in, make sure you go to the website, download the CD. Let's go to the phones. I believe we have Stephanie's waiting in the queue, and then Brenda
okay.
will get right to you. Stephanie,
okay.
Hey, are you there? Stephanie?
I'm here.
Hey.
Stephanie, hello, hello.
How are you?
Good job. When's your birthday, okay. Stephanie?
March 16th, 1973.
I didn't hear that. What was that?
March 16th, 1963?
Yeah, yeah. Is that true? Do you know that? That was a question, right? 1963. Fantastic. Oh, my gosh, what a life path you've got. Amazing.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely amazing. Stephanie, you are a natural teacher. You're a master teacher. You came in a master teacher, okay? You've done this for centuries. You're a natural high priestess. You really need to claim your power. Boy, oh, boy, have you got power, girl. Typically, Pisces, because I'm a Pisces, I'm the 19th of March, up until you're kind of in your 40s, early 40s, you don't really catch on to life. And it seems to be about 39 years old when Pisces women particularly go, wow, I am really strong and I'm an amazing person. You have seven up front in your numbers, which means that you are very spiritual, very spiritually connected, not necessarily religious, but very, very spiritual. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, very much.
Yeah. So you won't like organized religion particularly. However, you'll absolutely know there's a God and know there's a plan. The three says you're here to have a lifetime of balance this time, but it also says you're here to be self-confident and empowered and also have it all. 1963 is an interesting number because it's 19-1, which means that, A, you're meant to be your own person, very much like Kenesha there, and the 19 is about helping humanity. So what your job needs to do is very much help humanity and also bring light to the universe. So any organization where you're involved, where you are actually spreading the light and really doing good for the world is really important. And eventually, I would like you to go into training people, training adults. You've got a very visionary kind of quality with these numbers. So you're a natural visionary. It would be someone who you have to be a little careful in relationships because relationships really is not your great subject. It's something you're not here to particularly learn about this lifetime because it's more to be learning about yourself and your own qualities, your own strength and power. If you have a decent relationship, it's because you go and search for it. It will not land in your lap typically. Okay? You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Hello. Well, you'll go out, you'll get plenty of relationships. That's not an issue. But to get a good relationship, it means you have to work at it. Right? Because typically you'll tend to want to back off or think that it's going to be, Prince Charming and all that. It'll be like, do you have the castle and the kingdom and are the horses with that? So you'll tend to want this romantic kind of whole thing your whole life. And your job is to learn to, yes, have that. You need someone very, very grounding as a partner. You need someone with 2 feet firmly on the ground. So, someone sales, marketing, people, real estate, finance, someone who's really, really very, very grounded. So you can come fully into your power and be like the women's networker you are. These make really good numbers for someone who's really very, very interested in women's issues. Have you found yourself going towards that at all?
I have explored that as far as my professional career.
Yeah.
And whatnot. Yeah. I'm open to everything you said is really, really resonating. I'm just wondering, can I ask a question now?
Yeah, sure.
I just find myself in a position where it's exactly like it's very clear to me that the biggest purpose or next step for me is to completely own my power and my confidence.
Yep.
And there's many times I feel like I'm just about there, and I experience this fear right in my heart, and it's really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah, it's an old past life thing. And this is the thing, is that this year, 2011, is your year of freedom. It's a 5 year of free choice. It will also resonate into next year where relationships come to the forefront. So, by all means, come to the WOW Conference. I'd love to see you there. You will get so much information. You'll blow yourself away with how fabulous you are, right? Fear is the easiest thing to clear. Fear and anxiety and low energy emotions are my specialty. I can totally clear those up for you really easily. What your job is to think higher picture. So if you ever get into that fear, go to just after the successful completion of whatever you're just about to do. Where we get fear and anxiety coming in, it's just before we're about to do something. So just sit there, and you have an amazing imagination. Pisces, excuse me, Stephanie being a Pisces, and I'm a Pisces. We have the most amazing imaginations. We can imagine not good just as easily as we can imagine good, right? So you're going to imagine completing what you were just about to do. So if you're making phone calls or you're just about to meet people or whatever, or you're just about to go and on the stage or whatever, you imagine just after it's happened and everybody cheering you and everybody saying, thank you so much, that was great. Thank you, that was amazing. Lovely, I'm so pleased to be doing business with you. You know, turn up the colors, turn up the sounds, turn up the feelings, lock it down by clicking your fingers, and then just say yes, and then just go and do it. Okay?
You make it sound so easy.
It is easy. You do it. You know what? Whatever you're doing for people, you know, I used to stand, I love standing in front of 10,000 people because I know that what I'm going to say is going to change at least a dozen of them, at least.
Right.
Okay? And you know, I have 150 people lining up to buy the book afterwards, so I know I've changed 150 people. And suddenly it makes me feel great to know that I am helping people work their lives better. It's wonderful. You know, whatever you're doing with other people, it's your golden opportunity, your golden nugget to make them feel good about themselves and to make them feel great. It's fantastic.
Right on.
Right on.
You're it, girl.
All right.
You're it.
Thank
you.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stephanie. You know, we're rocking and rolling here. We're just going to keep going straight through. And I think we've got Brenda that has been waiting for quite a while, calling
Brenda?
In from Canada. Brenda, are you there?
Yeah, I certainly am.
Hey, Brenda.
Yes.
What is your birthday?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Go ahead, tell me your birthday.
Oh, January 16th, 1953.
Oh, same year as me. Look at that. January 16th, 1953.
you youngsters.
I know. It's a great year to be. Hang on. So that's 10, 15. I should know this one, shouldn't I? 89. Okay, fantastic, Brenda. So, 10, 17, aha, another 8 life path. So, Brenda, Miss Giver to the Universe, who has to stop that now, right? You have given enough in your life. It's time to really learn to receive now, okay? The 7 up front tells me that you're very spiritual, tells me that you're very much someone who is a giver to the world. You know, giving is breathing to you, right?
Exactly.
So we need to stop that because we need to take some bigger breaths. So I'm not going to tell you to stop giving, but I am going to tell you to start receiving. Because think about how fabulous you feel when you help someone, right?
Yes.
Okay. So asking for help means that you're allowing them to feel great. And it's actually quite selfish not to ask for help because what happens is you're depriving them of feeling great. So your job is to say, I would like some help, please, guys. I would like some, you know, allow people to give you that gift. Because your job this lifetime is to be your own person, is to still give but value yourself. Now, the 8 here, which is your life path, if you turn it on its side, it's the sign for infinity. And the sign for infinity says, I have to learn that what goes around comes around, that what I give will also be received. And you'll be feeling a bit... because you won't have received very much because you're not asking for it. Get it?
Yes.
Right? So this is what you've got to do. There's the 2011 for you. Let me have a look. Hang on a minute. 4, 5. Oh, it's a 3-year of balance and joy. So this year is a year that you are looking. Number one, you need a physical fitness regime going. Have you been thinking about going to the gym?
Some.
You need to go to the gym. Or, you know what, go dancing. If you go dancing or do pole dancing or something wild, something you would never normally do, when I'm tuning into your energy, it feels very, very sluggish. So you need to get a bit of pep in there. You need to get, you know, the dancing or just walking or just, you know, going out in the sunshine or just, you know, running up and down stairs a couple of times a day. Secondly, what we need to do is get you opening up your healing ability. You're a natural healer. Right? And you need to do something like learning Reiki or learning something where you would just thoroughly enjoy.
I do all that.
Oh, good job. All right. There you go. So you need to be earning more money for it then. Put your prices
up. Yes, I would like that.
Yes. You're not asking enough money. The 8 says, I am so worth it. By gosh, people are going to be running to me for help. Okay?
So can
no
we
more
talk
freebies.
About this for a minute with Brenda on here? Because I think this is really kind of a really key point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a notion that the whole thing about self-worth for women, we just have a really tough time mm-hmm. asking for the money that we're really
yep.
worth.
Exactly.
And I know that's kind of a belief or a thought, but, mm-hmm. you know, there's got to be some truth to this. I don't know, mm-hmm. Brenda, you know, how good are you at asking for money, the money that you're worth?
I'm trying to improve.
Okay. So what you're going to do, Brenda, is you're going to say to people, well, how much do you normally charge, ballpark? Less than $100
for 100. A Reiki treatment, $50 yeah. now.
Okay, cool. So what you're going to do is learn an extra skill, like a bit of like numerology or like tarot or like something that you can throw in, or just give a little bit of advice at the end. So what I was picking up while I was doing your Reiki, and really just tune into some fabulous qualities in the person. What you're going to find is that you're giving added value. You're giving something extra. And ideally, what you need to be doing is give the card to the person as they leave, right? Because what you'll tend to do is give your business card to them and say, here's my number. And they'll go, oh, no, I've got your number. It's okay. What you do is you give them your business card and say, could you please give this to a friend? Okay? And they will keep the card and actually give it away to a friend and tell everybody how good you are. And what you say to them is, you know, when you give it to the friend, it's normally $75. So if you wouldn't mind telling your friend it is $75, you're getting a great discount at $60.
Okay.
Okay. So when people call you back, they say, oh, I believe you're $75. You say, yeah, sure I am. Okay, so it's a way to get your money, your price up. You can still keep the $60 for your old clients, but, you know, you say to them, please give it to a friend and just make sure you let them know it is $75 now. Get it?
That sounds great.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really good way to... They've got the business card marked with someone's name by the time they leave then, right? Whereas if you say, recommend me to your friends, they'll say, yeah, of course I will. Bye-bye. And not think of it again, right?
I see the difference, definitely.
Right, good, good, good. Excellent, because you're ready for it, girl. Yeah,
thank
7,
you.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13. What I want you to watch your health next year. 2012 is the year you really, really need to get your health better. So this year you have to get on that gym, that physical fitness thing. You understand, right?
Yes.
It needs a bit of work on it. I would like you to do a liver cleanse too, a gallbladder and liver cleanse. If you go to my website, globalwelcome.com, you'll see a little, the first page, you'll see a thing on the left that says free info. Click it. And it says gallbladder and liver cleanse. It's a natural cleanse with grapefruit, olive oil, and things. Please do that. Your liver needs some clearing out.
Okay.
You'll feel a lot better. You lose 3 pounds instantly as well.
All right. There you go.
Donate 3 pounds to the
great.
Universe, shall we say. Okay. God bless.
Thank you, Brenda.
Okay,
thank you so much. You know, I think we just need to keep rolling here. We've got Linda joining us from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi. What is your birth date, please?
I'm not telling my age.
Oh, come on. There we go.
What was it?
I'm kidding. It's 9/20/49.
Okay. So it's the 20th of September. 1949. It's really important the order I write it down for me. 10, 23, 5, 2, fantastic, 11, 16. Wow, missed spirituality. So, Linda, you have a really, really spiritual life path. This lifetime is about learning to trust God, and that's a biggie for you. It's not about trusting other people. It's definitely about trusting the process and, gosh, you know, could I open up choices for myself? And you'll find, because you've got a two up front here, you've spent many, many lifetimes with half a life. So just doing one thing. This lifetime, you're going to be asked to do many, many, many things, to open up the fan, to do lots of different jobs. The nine, again, is that wonderful spirituality. You've definitely been a high priestess in previous lives. You've definitely been a great mom in previous lives. This lifetime, though, is having the five up there. What it says is you need to make choices for yourself. So you've said this lifetime, make sure that when I have to choose if I want a child. I have to choose if I want a relationship. Don't force me into it. I'm not going to be the youngest daughter and being stuck in a convent. Okay? What you've said is I want the choice, and I want to be able to learn to trust God on my own terms. Thank you very much. Okay? These numbers tell me you've probably spent quite a few lifetimes in a convent. You won't want to do it this lifetime, right?
Uh-uh.
No, you would do the opposite this lifetime. You'd be like, I don't think so. And
yeah,
this is a this is a lifetime of really getting juicy with life and enjoying it and loving every minute of it. 2011 is 4, 5, 6, 15. It's a relationships year. So it's a year when you are concentrating on intimacy, decent relationships. So the first half of this year should be lots of different relationships. I'm not picking up a serious relationship in your life around you. Do you not have anyone right now?
Right, I don't, no.
No, good. That's excellent. Because what you're going to do is get online, is start to do speed dating, start to do whatever you like, just to play. The first 6 months of this year is playtime. As many dates as you like, as many guys as you like, however many you want. And then towards the end of the year, around September, we're looking for the serious relationship, the one who's going to open your heart. Okay? You just need to get used to just saying, thank you very much, you're not right, you're not right, you're not right. I want you to get to 3 dates. You're going to go out for 3 dates and 3 dates only. And after 3 dates, if they're not resonating, they're gone. However, you have to get on the first date to go the 3 dates, right?
Right.
So you need to be out there and hustling a bit, right? And honestly, dating, speed dating, Match.com, Harmony, whatever it is, you know, these are the kind of websites to get onto just to play, right? Here's the thing. How do you choose a relationship? What you're going to do is you're going to get the person's name and think, how good is this person for me to go out with? 1 to 10, do the 1 to 10 on it, my 1 to 10 in the book, Every Word Has Power. And if it's 6 or below, you're not going to even bother calling them or being in touch with them. 7 or above, you're going to give it a go. It makes it a lot easier. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
that's
next
good.
Year, 2012, is your spiritual growth year. You're in your life path year next year. It's very much your destiny year. Okay? So what you're doing next year, Linda, is searching, and this year too, to some extent, you're searching for your soulmates. You're searching for the group of people you came in with. And they're not going to be looking for you. You have to find them. So it's joining meditation groups. It's joining people who are like-minded with you. You know, it's people. It's doing things you would love to do where other people are the same as you. All right? And literally going out and finding girlfriends as well. It's like really finding those close friends. They'll come to you really easily, really from now onwards, because you're resonating towards that spiritual growth year, that 7 year. Which is when everybody's supposed to be coming in. Your soul group is supposed to be meeting together this next year.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel very lonely otherwise if you don't. You'll find you isolate
okay.
yourself a lot, right? And that's not right. You've got to get out there and just join a group of things, and especially things you wouldn't think you're doing, like a pottery class or an art class or a belly dancing class or something. Something which would be out of your comfort zone. Right,
okay.
Because this very much says you've been in your comfort zone for about 2,000 years now. Time to change. Time to do a bit of a shift.
Mm.
Fabulous.
Okay.
And financially,
so I have
2 years down the line.
You.
Fabulous. Go on. Yeah, your question is?
When you were talking earlier about doing things differently and having the family follow you.
Yes.
How do you do that?
First of all, you decide whether it's worth... You don't get them to follow you. What happens is you will find that you're different from everybody else in the family group, and your job is to simply tolerate whatever's going on in the family group and not try and change them. You can't change them. You can't do that. When I go back to England, I nod, I smile, I talk about the weather, okay? And you have to learn to just accept them as they are. What your job, though, is not to join in their patterns again. You understand the difference?
Yes.
So you don't have to like them, but you make sure that you're not like them. Okay? So you know, it's just about joining in when you need to, just to keep, you know, touch base kind of thing now and again. Have nice conversations with them. See them for what they are, which is a little more little less aware than you. You're already spiritually aware. My gosh, you know, you've done spirit for so many lifetimes. You could teach us everything there is to know about spirituality and about connections. And you're not connecting. That's the biggest difference, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've
mm-hmm.
got to get out there and connect with people and really bring that message across. You've got it. You're so close. You'll feel really frustrated this year because you're so close. Do you not feel that already?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's like, right? So just literally this year is playtime. You're taking it way too seriously. You're taking life way too seriously right now. You've done it before. We don't need to do that again, thank you. This is about having fun, thoroughly enjoying life, really getting out there and just being different. You don't even need to make a difference this lifetime. You've made a difference for thousands of lifetimes. So this is about just learning to appreciate that it's just here, you're here to just thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay.
And that's the
thank
way you're
you
going to
attract
the fabulous. You're very welcome.
Wow. You know, this is, thank you, Linda. Incredible messages here on the show tonight. You know, Yvonne, I mean, it's kind of almost a theme going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk with you about how we started the show. When spirit calls, how do you answer?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's kind of the theme, you know,
mm-hmm.
that I think we're kind of struggling with that. And let me just give you a couple of examples, and I'd like you to comment on them.
Sure.
You know, we've talked about money. We've talked about career.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about relationships.
Yeah.
We've talked about family in this short hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the question. I think each day we get to decide the relationships that we're going to engage in, the relationships that we're going to leave. Sometimes relationships end. We don't want them to end.
Yeah.
We get stuck, whether it's
mm-hmm.
a job, a love life.
Yeah.
So help us understand how we can spiritually end the relationship
mm-hmm.
and truly be free. Because, you know, I think a lot of times we look at endings and we get sad.
Yep.
But we don't look at the beginnings. And tonight you talked a lot about beginnings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is with relationships, it's always what's left undone that we always go back to. You know, these open loops. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not what happened. It's what didn't happen. And that, you know, we get this idealized version of what the relationship should be or what we wanted from it, you know, with our parents too. And it's expecting things that may or may not be real. And our job is to, I mean, for a good example, when I was 28, I went out with the most amazing lawyer. Oh, my gosh, I was absolutely really crazy about him. And he finished with me for a stripper, would you believe? And I was like, oh, my gosh, how could he do that? And it took me years to get over him. And looking back now, I am so grateful to him because I would have ended up a little teacher in an English countryside village with him. That's all he wanted me to do was be this teacher. And as it happened, I immediately left and went off to live in Italy and totally changed my life around, you know, and I wasn't greatly happy at the time. Looking back, I was like, what a gift he gave me. He really did. I literally might not have been here by now because I know for a fact that I would have ended up in a totally different route. He didn't like anything to do with spirituality. He wanted, you know, the little, the trophy wife kind of thing. And it's so good because I was so different. He was attracted. And of course now, looking back, I'm like, whoa, fabulous. And if we can look back on every relationship and think there's a really good reason for this. See, sometimes you also meet past life people, right? And you've got to recognize that, you know, when we meet these people and it's like, oh, my gosh, do you remember 300 years ago when I saw you last? And they go, yeah. And meanwhile, your spirit's on the side of you saying, don't do it again. You wasted the last lifetime waiting for this one too, right? So, you know, there's always a really good reason for people to come into our lives, and there's always a really good reason for them to leave as well. And ideally, if you can have every relationship just ending on a friendship or on a, you know, okay terms, that's the perfect way to do it.
I love what we're talking about here tonight. I mean, this is really, you and I have been on air a lot of times. And we've talked off air. And, you know, there is a certain energy and flow to this that is so expansive. And I want to kind of talk about this in
mm-hmm.
moving forward. You asked me a question the other day on air.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that missed it, you can go into the archives and hear my answer. But, you know, you asked me a question about what was important to me or what was
mm-hmm.
important in my life.
Yeah.
And I was actually surprised at how I answered that question.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give it a lot of thought. I didn't overthink it. Of course, we were on radio.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it was more spontaneous, and I'm much more spontaneous.
Yeah.
And I want to ask what the power is in that question for the listeners tonight. That
mm-hmm.
question that you asked me about what is really important to me, what is really important about life.
Yes, yeah. You see, the thing is, when you've got all the money in the world, when you've got all the power in the world, when you've got all the houses and the cars and all the rest of it, what happens is very interesting. If you watch any of the big stars, they always start giving back. that always think, what could I do then to help humanity? Can I go to Haiti? Can I go and help, you know, Africa? They always start searching for something deeper, which is really, you know, reaching out to other people and really giving a hand. So the easiest way to find out what's important to you is, if you had $1 billion today, what would you do with it?
Mm.
And, you know, people start out by buying houses, cars, traveling the world. 5 years of that, and then what do? You know, after 5 years, fine, you've done it all. You've got everything. What then? What's more important than that? And suddenly then people start to turn to the big picture, which is, you know what, we really need to help each other make a difference and be kind to each other. And that really, you know, there's no point winning the lottery if you've got nobody to tell you about it. You know, I mean, if you're on a desert island by yourself and you happen to have the winning lottery ticket in your hand, what's the point of that? A, because you can't cash it in, and B, because you've no one to tell about it. You know, the joy of having fabulous things happen is you're going to phone everybody and say, hey, I just sold my house. Hey, I just got a new job. You know, it's about connections. As a family, as a human family, we're all connected on a really deep level, and that's really what we need to remember.
It's such a great reminder because, you know, I think over these past couple of years, I think many people, and myself included, you know, have been stuck in the stuckness of life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's like we have some things going on in our lives. We create this idea of stuckness. We probably don't call it that. And then we build a story around it.
Yeah,
we're really
exactly.
good story makers and storytellers, right? When it's about the not so good things in our lives.
Yeah.
So what does it take to create stories around the fantastic things in our lives?
Well, I mean, basically it's that the pause button went on. And this is something I've been working on my PhD papers is, that everything happens before you're seven. At some point before you're seven, you don't actually, the program stops and you actually stop growing in one area of your life. And what it is, wherever you recognize that you've got the pause button on, it's a matter of, okay, go ahead and do something totally different than that and see what happens, see where it changes. Because when you do something fun, what happens is it reflects on every area of your life. Also, if you can go and help someone else, what happens is suddenly you give your unconscious mind a chance or your spirit a chance to come into your head and say, hey, here's a great idea. You'd be quite surprised at just going and helping out in a hospital or just going and saying, yeah, sure, I'll help you out for the day. Just taking your head off your own stuff for a day actually allows your unconscious mind and God and spirit to come in and give you some phenomenal opportunities. It's really quite surprising. You know, going and just even playing, going bowling for an evening. If you can take your head out of it, whatever you're stuck on, and just think, you know what, I'm going to leave it to God to sort out. Give me some ideas when you're ready to catch me up again. What happens is you automatically start going into the movement again, the momentum.
Wow. You know, this has been a great show. I'm so looking forward to hanging out with you when you get to Seattle. And I want to make sure that
I'll do your palmistry reading. I do palmistry too. Pat's finding all these little secrets about me. I was brought up in the spiritualist church. My grandma used to run the spiritualist mediumship church in Manchester. So I was talking to dead people from the time I was five. Which is why, this is why I've had the great ideas for the book and all the pioneering work I've done. Because I've been chatting with spirit since I was 5 years old. It never occurred to me that other people didn't. So, of course, I've been picking up these great concepts and having to put them into easy words. And, of course, when I came to write the book, it was like, sure, everybody needs to know about this stuff.
I love this. I love being in relationship with you in this way and what we get to discover about each other. I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? And everybody has, like, so many different sides to the characters, you know, and they show out different sides to different people. I mean, I did a reading for a lady today, and what a really nice woman. And I'd not seen her for 2 years, and I said, boy, I said, you've been doing some good work. I said, Spirit's actually giving you a round of applause right now. And she had tears rolling down her face. She said, yes, I have. I said, it's been noticed. I said, people know. And she was so grateful because she didn't think anybody was watching. And that it's really neat to find that, you know, that we are being acknowledged from the other side. People are there to support us. Even, you know, when we're not feeling great, there are even more people then helping us.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining me here. I want to ask you one last question. What is your personal message for folks? What would you like to leave our listeners with tonight?
I would like to leave them with the idea that there is a plan, and we are following it. And if things don't go well for you, it simply means you've gone off the road a little bit. And it's time to withdraw. It's time to do something different. It's time to really enjoy your life and then let it fall back into place again. When we take life too seriously, what happens is that we get kind of intent and we get in a little loop. And simply by going and just enjoying life and enjoying your friends and your family and finding new relationships too, it's really important to get new relationships, because that way you're going to attract your soul group in who are there to help you on your way.
Thank you so much, Fund. Give out your website again. Let people know how they can get a copy of your book and find out more about your workshop.
Oh, the book is at Amazon, and it's at Barnes & Noble and all the other bookstores, Indigo, et cetera. The website is globalwelcome.com, G-L-O-B-A-L, welcome.com. Go there and download your free copy of a nice Relax into Prosperity CD. And I'm at the WOW Conference next Thursday and Friday. That's, I think it's the 16th, 17th. And that's womenofwisdom.org.
Womenofwisdom.org.
We love to see you. And I'll be doing readings there if anybody wants private readings as well.
All right. And we're going to make sure we get that message out. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Yvonne Oswald, everyone, please. I have to tell you, her book literally changed my life. And, you know, having her as a friend and a mentor has meant more to me than you can imagine. Imagine taking your life to the place that you wanted to go. And this is what Yvonne does so, so well. So when spirit calls, now you know how to answer. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, Dr. Pat Live, or you can go to thetransformationnetwork.com. We'll see you next time on the show. And remember, you are truly, truly magnificent. And everything we've talked about here tonight is to help you shine the light on that. We'll see you next time on The Dr. Pat Show.
Overgrown, you can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow. Not maybe we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath. Throw in your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, that's all you're gonna get from me.
Well, I got up and I fell down, but I'm ready again. Come on, rain. Come on, snowstorm, come on, fire, come on, night. There's too many answers, there's just too many. Someday, not somehow, not maybe, just not right now.
And July, raising a fight. There's the bell. Oh, and look at your life after 19 rounds. Who have